WFXX. Once again,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The
Foxy. It is time for a totally tubular Tuesday, dudes. Let's do it. Let's talk. On Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266 if you would like to chime in on, well, just about any doggone thing you'd like today.
Where's your medicated drink?
Oh, it is already consumed.
Gone. That would explain.
Down the hatches in no time flat.
Totally tubular Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I've never understood the tubular. Back in the 80s. What's with the tubes, all right? Tubular. Anyway, we're digital these days. We don't use tubes.
Got to ride the waves,
well,
baby.
We use tubes.
We do use
yeah,
tubes.
Yeah, we use
when
tubes.
When they work.
Yeah, like radio tubes, mm-hmm. like old radio tubes. Anyway. Yeah, folks, we got another open line program. We'll have some fun. All right. We'll take some of your calls. All right. Maybe later on we'll solve some of the country's problems. Stay tuned. All right. We'll solve some of the country's problems.
Somebody has to do it.
Well, that's exactly right. Somebody has to do it. All right. It is, let's see. Our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, was on yesterday, and he used the word autumnal. Yes, I think that's our word for the week, autumnal, because it absolutely is.
It's also fall-like if you go outside. I noticed that this morning. I thought it much feels like fall.
What did you notice? Huh? Like what?
Temperatures, just the feel in the air. There's a crispness to it.
Crispness.
Yeah, it just reminds
not
me.
Christmas.
Not just autumnal, but also very fall-like, I would say, would be my descriptive word.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you very much for that. Crispness, not Christmas, crispness. Although I did walk into a certain store yesterday, and sure enough...
No.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes,
guys.
Yes. I mean, Christmas...
Let us at least get through
all these
Halloween.
Christmas decorations. Like, for some reason, in this day and age, you have to go big.
Well, the...
Yes.
Hallmark Channel has already started.
Whoa.
For sure.
Come on, that's 365. That's like every day they have Christmas movies on, don't they, for goodness sakes? They have a whole channel. Don't they have just Christmas movies?
I don't know.
Anytime
they have
you
a
want.
Channel that's spending a lot of time on it now.
All right, it might get to 60 today, maybe. And Joe mentioned this yesterday, probably not going to get out of the 50s at least for the next week. So for those of you thinking especially, well, this evening or tomorrow, if you're going to a high school soccer playoff game, and there are a number of teams in the neighborhood, that's what they're going to be doing, bundle up. All right, those are evening games, and when that sun goes down, it's going to start getting on the chilly side. Now, last night, at my house we have a garage, but last night my car was parked outside. That was smart. I come out this morning, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of frosted over. Where's my scraper? Where's my scraper? I don't have a scraper in my car.
Oh, no.
So I grabbed, I've got this thing in my car. I don't even know what it's supposed to do, and I don't know why it's even there. I'm holding this thing. It's made out of plastic. I thought, oh, what the heck? So this gadget, this thing, I just start scraping my windshield with this thing, and it worked. Yes. Yay. Now, it didn't take much. Once you throw the defroster on, it didn't take much to melt everything. But apparently I need to go to another store today and buy an ice scraper because I thought I had one. I look, and I'm like, I don't seem to have one. Oh, gracious. Folks, less than 2 weeks until standard time. All right, turn the clocks back, which the good part there is you get an extra hour sleep. All right? Okay, not now.
Huh?
Wake up. Okay,
sorry about that.
Now, for goodness sakes. All right, how about this? When we got to the studio, we turned a couple lights on.
Hey, how about that?
This is a big day.
We got that going for us.
It was on this day in 1879 that Thomas Edison successfully, finally, got his first electric light bulb to work, like for a long time, not for a few seconds or something. You know, the famous story about Edison is, and I don't even know what the number is, he tried 1,000 different ways to get the light bulb to work and it didn't work. And the old line is, somebody said, "Mr. Edison, you know, why are you still doing this? You've failed 1,000 times." And Edison allegedly said, "I didn't fail. I just found 1,000 ways not to do a light bulb." Okay, well, 1,001 apparently worked today. That first light bulb burned for, well, let's play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead. How long did that, Thomas Edison ignited the light bulb and he left it on. How long did it go before it burned out? Take a guess. How long did that very first light bulb go before it finally...
53 seconds.
Oh, no, much longer than that.
Much longer than
much
that.
Much longer than that. Try again. 53 seconds. No, no, come on. This is
8 years.
This is Edison. No, it wasn't 8 years. All right, let's just give the answer. It was 13 and a half hours.
Yeah, how about we just do that?
There you go. 13 and a half hours, which back then, that was like an eternity. Like, wow, this it's still on. It's still on, you know, that sort of thing. Now, today, of course, we'd be ticked off if it only went for 13 and a half hours. It's supposed to go for 8 years today, right? 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 Those new fancy light bulbs? Yeah, okay, sure they do. Speaking of which, sort of, now, I was busy yesterday, so I didn't notice any of this, but maybe some of you did. There was a little internet problem yesterday. Did this affect anybody? Didn't affect me. Again, I was just doing stuff. Apparently, Amazon Web Services had an outage yesterday. Boy, did they have an outage, apparently. This affected, well, here's a list from one story. It affected banks. It affected airlines. It affected gaming networks. It affected smart home devices. It affected thousands of companies. It affected popular internet platforms like Snapchat, Venmo, Reddit, Ring, Fortnite, that game. If you have an Amazon Alexa, which a lot of people do, was it not working yesterday, apparently, at some point? Their shopping sites for Amazon apparently either were not working or were painfully slow. Now, here's why. This, folks, we got to be careful here, all right? They trace this problem to one place. Amazon has a data hub in Virginia, and something happened at that data hub yesterday, and it stopped working, and the whole house of cards started to fall down. Like, globally, this is like everywhere. So if you have a problem in one little spot, poof, the whole system comes down. Holy mackerel. Amazon likes to brag about their global cloud service. Well, I'm not sure they're bragging today. All right, that didn't work. Now, we're told that most of those things are back up today. Although, if you know, some of those things I just mentioned right there, if you use them, in some cases, apparently, they might be a little slow today while they repair whatever needs to be repaired, and so everything gets back up to speed again. But that's just a little reminder. We are so dependent on technology that when one little part stops working, the whole thing can come crashing down. That's a little scary for me. Like, okay, what if some bad guys go and do something? No idea why this happened yesterday. I don't. Apparently, bad guys weren't involved. It was some technical issue, big one. So, okay, have fun with that. 2 weeks from today is Election Day, all right? That's a very important day. All right, make sure you vote. It's not an off-year election. That is a farce. That is not true. If it's school boards, that affects you. Even if you don't have kids in school, it affects you. Township supervisor, borough council, and yes, all those judge elections, especially the retention elections. Those are all important, so make sure you vote. Now, I'm assuming a lot of people got this yesterday because I got it. I got an email from the Pennsylvania Department of State. Now, these are the folks, among other things, they're in charge of elections and voting and stuff. So did you get this email yesterday? It was called Make a Plan to Vote. All right, Make a Plan to Vote. And the email had instructions in it. And I could not help but notice this. There, it was just two parts. There was voting in person, and there was voting by mail. All right, you're one of those two, voting in person or voting by mail. Voting by mail, again, is supposed to be so wonderful, so easy. Oh, you don't have to go anywhere. Oh, it's wonderful. The instructions for voting in person, actually, check this out. The instructions for voting in person was one paragraph. Just one paragraph. Here's what you need to do. The instructions for voting by mail was two paragraphs, followed by four steps that you need to follow, followed by two more paragraphs. Yes, that's the easy way to vote. That you need all those instructions on how to send in a letter. Yes. Folks, again, Scott here, I'm biased. Go in person. Go show your face in the place. It's not that hard. Doesn't matter if it's raining. Just go. But some of you, you're hooked on mail-in ballots. Make sure you follow, again, two paragraphs, then four steps, then two more paragraphs. Make sure you get it right. Meanwhile, if you just go to a polling place, you walk in, you vote, you leave. Which one's easier? Really? Okay, just a thought. Today in Harrisburg, no state budget day number 113. And yes, they're not even close down there. As for the feds, they're not even close either. Holy fright. Now, I was out driving around yesterday. Again, we had the No Kings event on Saturday. I'm not sure about this when I passed a yard sign as I'm driving along, and the yard sign says, No Kings, No Retention. Now, I'm assuming that's about the judge's election here in 2 weeks. I don't know if somebody made that sign. It looked professionally made. No Kings, No Retention. Okay, so I guess all the No Kings people should vote not to retain. Now, the problem is, if you've been following this stuff between Republican and Democrat and so on, that doesn't exactly fit. People just having fun with yard signs, I suppose. There we go. All right, did you see this story from the last couple of days? This one aggravates me, actually. In my old job, I work primarily with schools. And there were a number of schools where I would go to visit them, and usually there would be a sign on the front door saying that some people in the building had peanut allergies. Now, maybe you have a peanut allergy. I hope not. And so the idea is some people in the building have peanut allergies, so don't bring in anything with peanut butter, like donuts or stuff like that, fudge or something. No. They put a sign on the door, peanut allergies, no peanut stuff in here. And for the longest time, I've always wondered, how did that happen that people have peanut allergies to, like, peanut butter? I mean, really nasty, you know, a bad allergy, all right? Not just an itchy rash, like bad. Like, where the heck did that come from? Well, did you see this story? Now, we got some good news, all right? I'm taking this from one outlet. Food allergies in the last 10 years have fallen 38%. Well, that's good. All right? That's an absolutely good thing. Because 10 years ago, apparently there was a change in guidelines about what you should do with kids. And one of the changes they made 10 years ago was, yes, when kids are little kids, give them peanut butter. All right, give them something involved, you know, foods and things with peanuts in them. It says here peanut allergy incidents in the last 10 years have gone down 43%. Now, that's good. That's great. But why is this happening at all? Well, it says here, I'm reading from a story now. It says, in much of the West, now the Western part of the world, I guess, the previous advice 10 years ago was to minimize exposure to allergens such as peanuts in order to avoid reactions. So in other words, the advice before 10 years ago was, you know, maybe, you know, don't give kids peanuts, anything. No, just, no, that's bad. Just don't do that. Okay. The problem is that advice then led to a lot of kids, then older people, getting peanut allergies because they weren't given peanuts when they were little kids. And apparently 10 years ago, some scientists noticed that in places, it mentions here Israel, apparently in Israel they did not take that advice from over 10 years ago, and they didn't have a problem giving peanuts to infants like peanut butter and stuff like that. And they studied this and realized, boy, kids in Israel don't really seem to have peanut allergies. And so they did a study, and the scientists, official, you know, really smart people, you know, changed their minds apparently 10 years ago. And now, 10 years later, guess what? The number of peanut allergy incidents have dropped significantly, apparently around the world. And so the hope is that maybe in the future, I don't know, 10 years from now, maybe there might not be any peanut allergies anymore, like any anymore. And so if you have a peanut allergy, I feel for you, I really do. The problem is the, quote, experts over 10 years ago got it wrong. And yes, they got it wrong again. Have we been down this road before? Yeah, the experts. Wonderful, the experts. Experts are great to a point. Now, again, COVID, well, COVID's a whole separate story. Holy smokes. Let's move on to the next story. All right, here's a story from our friends over at WPSU. This is from a few days ago. The headline, 43% of respondents in Penn State's staff satisfaction survey have confidence in senior leadership. So it says here only 43% of Penn State staff say they are confident in their own senior leadership. Oh, boy. Okay. This is according to a survey sent out actually back in February. So I guess if you work at Penn State, if you're listening to me, you remember the survey. You would have gotten this like 6 months ago. It says here about 52% of the people who got the survey responded. That's actually pretty good. That's a little over half. So results were announced last week. 43% of respondents have confidence in Penn State's senior leadership. Okay. Now, this was, again, in February. So that was before the decision was made and announced that the university was going to close down some Commonwealth or branch campuses. This was before that. I would be curious to know if they maybe ran the survey again, like now, to see what the results might be. All right. Let's see here. It says here, I'm reading from the story, only 30% of survey respondents said they believe senior leadership will take action based on the results of the survey. Okay, some unhappy people, if you will, over on the Hill. I call Penn State the Hill. Some unhappy people over on the Hill, and at least in this case, it apparently has nothing to do with football. Just a thought, nothing to do with football. All right, let's see. If you are a web browser, you jump online and you get information and so on. You've heard of Wikipedia, which is the online encyclopedia, which has been around for many years. Free use, but they always ask you to make donations, which I've done that a time or two, because I like Wikipedia. The stuff I've gotten on there is usually pretty accurate and so on. Problem, all right. A few days ago, Wikipedia reported that for the past few months, the number of, it's interesting, they call this human page views. In other words, not a computer checking things. Humans, actual people checking things. Their usage has dropped 8% over the last few years. Now, here's the thing, all right? If you've done any kind of web browsing lately, and probably no matter what web browser you use, I think probably all of them by now, you notice that when you put in a query like, tell me about peanut allergies or something like that, what pops up on the screen first Well, at least with the browser I use, I get some artificial intelligence answer to whatever question I just gave. And it could be somewhat extensive. It's right at the top of the list, right at the top of the screen. And when I've used my computer in recent times, I'm like, okay, I may check out something, but yeah, that description, that's about right. So the problem for Wikipedia is fewer and fewer people maybe are saying, I really don't need Wikipedia anymore. Ooh. All right. Now, for those of us old enough to remember Encyclopedia Britannica, remember the World Book Encyclopedia? And you were supposed to get, they wanted you to buy those, it was a whole bunch of books, remember? And you were supposed to buy those like every year or every 2 years. Make sure you stay up to date. Buy a whole bunch of new books every, a couple of years. And I can't remember. I'm trying to think. My parents never did that. All right. If I wanted an encyclopedia, come on. I went to the library. Hello, libraries. Watch out for Wikipedia. They may be on the way down because of artificial intelligence. How about that? I might share this later because we have to take a break. Although my friend Mr. Ironhead does not want to hear this one.
Oh, no.
The top 40 jobs at risk from AI.
Oh, boy.
I'll let you guess what one of the jobs is. Okay, let's take a break. So we'll save that for later. The top 40 jobs at risk from AI. All right, more things to get worried about just to make your day. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We've got our sports segment. How about that baseball game last night? Whoa, that was pretty wild. And some other stuff as well. And then we've got some open line time, and maybe we'll solve some of the country's problems today. Maybe with your help. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
And we are back on a beautiful fall-like,
yes,
or, you know, some would call it autumnal, Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big program this morning. And time for a check of the sports scene. And, yeah, a few things going on. We now know the kickoff time for Penn State's next game, which is not this Saturday. It's a bye week, don't you know? Nittany Lions will travel to number one ranked Ohio State. That's in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
That game is now set for a 12 noon. It'll be a big noon
big
kickoff
noon.
On November 1st. That game will be televised by Fox.
Wonderful.
Not for the faint of heart. Not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, really.
I'm just letting you know ahead of time. Penn State men's soccer team battled last night, but ultimately fell to 21st-ranked Washington at Jeffrey Field 2-1. Jonathan Evans with 8 saves in goal for the Nittany Lions. Ben Liscombe scored Penn State's goal, and the Nittany Lions now slipped to 5-6-3 on the season. Penn State is 1-4-2 in the Big Ten. The Huskies improving to 9-3-2 overall, and now a very impressive 6-1 in conference play. Penn State men's golf team wrapping up the fall portion of its schedule at the Quail Valley Intercollegiate, hosted by the University of South Florida. Penn State finishing 16th at even par with an 864. Memphis took the title, shooting 28 under par, one stroke better than Florida Gulf Coast, and Kansas finished in third place. Northwestern, the highest finishing Big Ten school, at fourth at 24 under. Alex Krabian, what a surprise. Again, leading Penn State. Think he was the leader in every single event for the Nittany Lions throughout the fall. He shot a 216 for the week, even par. Finished up with a 1-under 71 in the final round yesterday.
Let's take a quick check of the rankings, shall we? We shall. The Penn State men's hockey team up one spot to number 5 in the coaches' poll this week. The women's hockey team holding steady at number 6 in the coaches' rankings. And the Penn State women's volleyball team slipping one spot in the latest coaches' ranking and now checking in at number 18 as... Boy, we are making short work of the fall sports schedule. As Scott mentioned earlier, we're already heading into playoff action here with several high school sports. Tonight, we'll actually have the Penns Valley girls in action in the District 6 AA quarterfinals at top-seeded Cambria Heights. That game will get underway at 6 o'clock. Also this evening, Huntingdon in the AA girls quarterfinals will be at Forest Hills. That game will get underway at 7 o'clock tonight. And it's just crazy to me that we're already...
Yeah, how about that?
Playoff time. Boom. Playoffs. The Toronto Blue Jays. Oh, boring game last night. But the Blue Jays, they were down 3-1. Got a couple of guys on base. George Springer came up and, well, he hit a 3-run homer that electrified the crowd in Toronto. It was a pretty cool moment. It was a no doubt about it blast in the bottom of the 7th, and the Blue Jays keep the Mariners off the board the rest of the way. First 6.5 innings kind of looked like it might be Seattle's night, but then George Springer said, not so fast. Amazing, because I wasn't sure he was going to be able to continue to play after he took that pitch off of the knee. I mean, it caught him right on the knee back in, what was it, game 5. And but, man, no worse the wear was he last night. And the Blue Jays will now face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. Game 1 will be Friday night. Let's go Blue Jays. Is that, am I okay to do that even though I'm an
American?
They're
from a foreign country.
I know, but holy, it's the moly. Dodgers, man. I can't root for the Dodgers.
Okay, fine.
Dude, I can't do it.
You're a resident Canadian then.
The Seahawks salvaging something out of the night for Seattle fans. The Seahawks beating the Texans 27-19. The Detroit Lions kind of laid the hammer down on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night. Not a good night for Baker Mayfield and company. Lions win at 24-9. And that wraps up the week in the National Football League. Of course, the beloved Steelers. Big one coming up Sunday night. Another primetime affair for the beloved Steelers as they get set to take on the Green Bay Packers. Battle of North Division leaders in the respective conferences. And
that's true. Yeah.
Let's see if the Steelers can get it done here on Sunday night. Need a big win to offset the crushing defeat on Thursday night. I don't like Thursday night football to begin with, and now I really don't like it.
I really don't.
Philadelphia Eagles will be in action on Sunday at home against those New York Giants. Abdul Carter and company.
Oh, that should be fun.
That will be fun.
If they can find a way to win.
Well, yeah, there's,
Giants,
there's that.
They still find ways not to win.
Philadelphia Flyers had it rolling last night. A 5-2 win over the Seattle Kraken. Job well done, dear Flyers. The Pittsburgh Penguins will be back in action tonight as the Penguins will host the Canucks. From Vancouver, that will be a 7 o'clock start. Both of those teams off to good starts this season. I think both are 4-2.
4-2. Yeah.
On the season. So, see if the Penguins can keep the early season momentum going. And maybe, just maybe, we'll get something positive in Pittsburgh sports this sports here. See if the Steelers, if they get a win over the Packers, I will forgive the loss to Cincinnati
big, yeah,
very quickly. But, Man, that was just such a disappointing one.
Yes, it was.
Very,
especially
very
to the Bengals. Oh, no.
Yeah, with Joe Flacco. I mean, I know, but man, come on. I gotta relax on my the degree to which I allow this stuff to frustrate.
I was listening.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we have the Dan Patrick show that follows us.
Yes.
Okay. I think this was yesterday. Are they around here? Yeah, I think they are. There's an old advertising tagline. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for if you need your car fixed or something. And somebody came up with, uh-oh, better get Flacco. And hey, Ravens, Browns, wherever else he's been, but the guy owns a Super Bowl ring. He's been at the top and he's not bad. Joe Flacco's good.
Yeah.
And he's turned into the favorite journeyman. So it's like, uh-oh, better get Flacco. You know, let's bring him in here. He'll be 50 years old. Uh-oh, better get Flacco.
Yeah. Yep. State College Grill, if you're looking for something to do tonight and you're in the State College area, the State High Girls Volleyball team has put together a very nice season. They'll wrap up the regular season tonight with a home match against a good Trinity team. Trinity is 8-4 in the season. State High comes into the night's regular season finale with a record of 13-2. And again, they've just been playing very consistently well. Ran into a very good Cannon Mac team over the weekend and lost that one, but that snapped a six-game win streak for State College. So State High 9-0 in mid-Penn Conference action this season, and that match will this afternoon will get underway at 4:00 at the State High North Gym. I guess that's not really tonight. That would be this afternoon.
Close enough.
It's a technicality.
Close enough.
And I will have the results for you tomorrow of the great pumpkin decorating contest.
Uh-oh.
With Pac 67 and the Cub Scout troop from the Spring Creek area.
Okay.
We are rooting for a hedgehog in our household to do well. Yes, it is a hedgehog that the dear Mad Turtle spent a great deal of time putting together yesterday with his mom. I pretty much was asked to stay out of the way, and so I stayed out of the way. I'll bring in some pictures, but it's a candy corn hedgehog. So candy corn glued all around the face of the hedgehog.
Okay.
The pumpkin, of course, is the hedgehog head. And then a cute little face drawn on by the Mad Turtle. And then a lot of candy corn it takes to make the hedgehog come to life. And close today, but not... I wasn't sure. I actually had to look it up. I wasn't positive. I was pretty sure our buddy Clyde, the axolotl, is an amphibian, and he is. But it is National Reptile Awareness Day.
Today?
Yes.
Oh.
So, you know, he's close. We're going to be aware of him anyway.
Close enough.
But it's reptiles that you are to be aware of today. It is Witch Hazel Day nationally. Today as well. It is National Apple Day.
Ooh.
Maybe an apple
good
for the teacher.
One.
That
right.
would be nice. It's National Back to the Future Day. And we have some really good ones that we see fairly frequently, unfortunately, at our house. But it is National Pharmacy Technician Day. Thank you to all of you pharmacy technicians for the work that you do out there.
Does that mean they fix things at pharmacies?
Something like
that. Okay, pharmacy.
They fix things anyway.
Okay.
All right. anyways, that's a little sports and more here on a Tuesday morning.
Well, you missed that. You missed a couple.
Yeah. Things. What did I miss?
Well, the NBA season starts tonight. I have the same reaction.
May have been intentional.
The NBA is just not my thing. I just,
no.
Sorry. But the NBA season starts tonight.
All right. Yeah, good for him.
All right, now, high school football. I need a little help.
Yeah, right. Don't we all?
Well, that's true. Everybody but State College around here, of course, is in the Laurel Highlands Conference.
Yes.
And Game 10, the end of the regular season, is always left open, and then the conference steps in and says, okay, we're going to try to put comparable teams together.
Good matchups,
all right?
Yes.
They try, all right? And so I have some of these matchups, except for one. Not sure why. Penns Valley will be at home against Westmont Hilltop Friday night, which is kind of what we were expecting. Penns Valley's 1-8. Westmont is 0-9. So somebody's going to win there on Friday night.
It's interesting. The Rams.
If I'm reading this right, all the local teams are home. The Laurel Highlands teams are home locally. Bald Eagle area will be at home with Central Cambria. Now, those two teams are both 4-5. So that's comparable. Phillipsburg will be at home with Bedford. Now, Phillipsburg is 4-5. Bedford is 2-7. All right, kind of comparable, I guess. Maybe I can't find an opponent for Belfont. I just looked a few minutes ago, and it's like question mark. And I'm thinking, all right, that can't be right. There's got to be somebody. So we'll take a break in a little bit. Later on, you know, we have open line time today. If you know who Belfont's playing Friday night, maybe I'm just looking in the wrong place. Because I just looked a few minutes ago, and it's still, like, blank. Belfont's playing somebody Friday night at home. I'm going to keep on looking, but if you happen to know, give us a call in and say, okay, they're playing this team. I checked yesterday. I checked last night. Checked this morning. Still question mark. Yes, I remember to refresh the browser. I know how to do that. All right, so we'll see, you know, all the games on Friday night, and of course they're all at 7 o'clock. All right, you mentioned Big Noon. Interesting that both teams have a bye this week.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State has a bye this week. Wonder what they're working on. I don't know. Now, folks, Scott here. Okay, my hearing is going, my eyesight is going, my knees hurt. You know, all this sort of stuff. Did I read this right, Mr. Ironhead? Maybe either you know this or you can check. Right now, granted, the game is a week and a half away, okay? Ohio State is only listed as a 3.5-point favorite? Did I read that right?
That does not sound
right.
That's
exactly what I said when I saw this last night. I'm like, wait a minute. All right, now, first off, I mean, do they already have a spread for a game that's still a week and a half off? Now, granted, neither team is playing this week. They're both off. I need to dig on that. I came across a source, and it said 3.5. I'm thinking, really? That's it? Okay, I don't know if that's right. We're going to have to check that one out. And technology is very interesting, all right? Somebody yesterday posted this on X Twitter, which is the one I like, X Twitter. Of course, there are these apps or services that somehow track all plane flights across the country. All right? Flight Aware. I actually have their app on my device. Is the one that I'm most familiar with. There are some other ones out there, too, I believe. And somehow they get the information about, I mean, all plane flights. I mean, I think even little bitty planes that leave one airport to go to another airport. I guess, you know, you got to put in a flight plan and all that sort of stuff. And then there's like radar so you can keep track of things. Somebody did a screenshot yesterday. Apparently there was I guess call it a private jet plane flight yesterday. From State College to Tallahassee, Florida. And, of course, somebody is wondering, gee, I wonder who's on this plane. it was, I guess, a private jet and so on. And, again, the information, the plane left yesterday at 8:57 a.m. It arrived, I guess, if assuming on time, it arrived in Tallahassee at 10:40 a.m., that's not bad. That's less than 2 hours. That's a fast plane. Holy mackerel. And somebody, of course, got a screenshot of this and then puts it up for everybody to see. Like, gee, I wonder who was on that plane. State College to Tallahassee, Florida. Now, last time I checked, Mr. Ironhead, Tallahassee, Florida is where Florida State is located.
That's what I have heard.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Florida State University is in Tallahassee, who they still have a coach, I think, don't they?
Not for long, according to reports down there. Now, they're waiting, supposedly, it looks like they are waiting till the end of the season to make their official announcement there. But to listen to the folks covering that squad down there tell it, it is now a foregone conclusion.
I'm sure some Penn State professor or researcher is probably flying to Florida State to meet with a colleague about great deep research.
Cooperative research project, yes. Undoubtedly, yes. Occurring between the two universities.
And somehow they got use of a private jet to be able to fly this person or team.
We take our research very seriously here at University Park.
Or at Florida State.
Well,
it depends how you look at
down
it.
There,
right?
As well.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll see if there's a follow-up today to that interesting little blurb. I don't know.
By the way, Belfont will take on Greater Johnstown on Friday night.
Okay, Greater Johnstown has won one game, and Belfont has won three. Okay, Greater Johnstown. I was going to say, it's got to be out there somewhere. So that's it for Friday night. And interesting, again, all four of those teams at home, so it'll be a busy Friday night. State College on the road. Correct?
Correct.
They're away. All right, so there we go. All right, let's take a break here. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox.
Yep. Big one.
Open phone program. We're going to see if we can solve some of the country's problems today, because some of you really need that. Frankly, so do I. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll start taking your calls when we return right after this.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts?
Mm-mm-mm.
So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts friendship, and knowledge. But they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266, if you'd like to join us on the big program this morning.
Come on, do it, all right? Yeah, there's a lot of playoff action. Girls soccer, boys soccer, girls volleyball. There's a lot of playoff action starting tonight, tomorrow, Thursday. Depending on the size of your school, the smaller schools around here, there's more schools, so they start sooner. State College is the big gorilla, and their playoff teams, like soccer, they probably have a bye because there's only like three teams in the whole division.
Yeah, we'll get away next week.
You know, so a lot of that stuff for State High is going to be next week. But we'll try to keep track of scores as best we can. All right, yeah. Maybe we've got a theme here. We're going to see if we can solve some of the country's problems.
All right.
All right.
Who's the coach going to be for Penn State? That's the big problem confronting
the country's problem.
Yeah, that's the big problem confronting the country right now. We got to get that one solved.
Again, how many names are on the list right now? We can scratch Kurt Cignetti. He's off the list.
I think that is.
Scratch him.
That is the case.
How many other guys?
I think we can take Nick Saban off the list.
You sure?
Yeah. Miss Terry seemed pretty adamant about that.
Well, his wife was a bit adamant.
So I think he's off the list. Sounds like Urban Meyer's off the list.
Yeah.
I think Dabo Swinney probably is off the list.
Why?
Have you not been paying attention?
Yeah, but they
Clemson's
some people
having themselves a season.
Some people want to run him out of town.
And a number of seasons.
So he'd be available.
Yeah, I think we can scratch Dabo Swinney off the list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how many are left? Like 20?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Depending on who you're
talking
to.
Yeah. Holy moly! So anyway. All right, let's get the bad news out of the way.
All right.
I mentioned, again, this is from Visual Capitalist, which is a really great website that I like to follow. They take kind of dry, boring numbers, and they turn them into graphics, which are actually fun to read. And they're usually pretty insightful. This one, the top 40 jobs most exposed to AI. So in other words, if you're in these fields, you might want to be a little careful about the future because allegedly, this is according to some survey from Microsoft, according to this survey, you might be going into a line of work that might not be that much of a line of work at some point in the future. So especially if you're a youngster and you're listening and you're thinking, okay, careers and all that sort of thing, you might want to keep an eye on these. Now, some of these on this, it's top 40. I mean, that's a lot, okay? Some of these are no-brainers for me. Like, for instance, telephone operators is listed on here. And I'm thinking, we still have telephone operators? I guess I need a definition exactly of what a telephone operator is. According to this, there are 4,600 people in the country that are telephone operators. I'm thinking old-fashioned from like 100 years ago when, you know, women or people had to, you know, punch your call through to wherever you're going. I don't know, is that what a telephone operator is? I don't know. Top of the list, interpreters and translators. All right, and there have been some breakthroughs recently with AI where, you know, if you're talking to somebody who speaks a different language, let's say French or something, and you don't know French, there are some apps or some, I guess, you know, like earphone devices and so on, where your phone, I assume, would hear the person speaking in French and would immediately translate it in your ears into English. Now that's for my fellow Star Trek fans out there, this is the Universal Translator, that's pretty cool. Now, right now at least, it's one way, which means the person speaking French is talking to me and I can understand what they're saying. If I give them an answer in English, the other person, I think, is still going to hear it in English. Now, if they can ever figure out two-way on that, probably using your device, like if I say something in English, it will translate it into French, and, you know, if I've got my speaker on my phone, the other person will hear it in French. Now, that would be amazing. That would be, wow. That's pretty cool stuff. So interpreters and translators, if that's your official job, historians are second on the list. Uh-oh. I love history. What, we're just going to let the computers tell all the history? It says here there are 3,040 historians across the country. Passenger attendants. I'm not sure what that is. Passenger attendants is third on the list. Okay, you ready for the next one, Mr. Ironhead?
I don't know.
Sales representatives.
Oh, boy.
I think we can vouch for that one. Can we get AI help? That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. It says here this is a whopper. There are over 1.1 million sales representatives of various kinds across the country. And allegedly, AI, according to these people, can do their jobs. Now, there are some people in our line of work that would be rather happy about that, okay, if they can actually make it work. I don't know. That's kind of interesting. Oh, writers and authors. Oh, no, 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 no. All right, no, no. We need human people writing stuff.
Yeah.
Writers and authors are very high on this list. It says here, 49,450 writers and authors. Okay. Computer programmers, yeah, once upon a time, oh, golden job. Oh, great job to get. AI can do it and do it faster. Oh, boy. Like writing code, computer code and stuff like that. Oh, boy. Maybe if you want to be a computer programmer, that might not be the best choice. Now, a real whopper here, it says customer service representatives. All right, now I don't know, maybe that's somebody on a phone or somebody on a computer. I can't imagine it's somebody in person. That's a little weird. There's almost 3 million customer service representatives across the country. That's interesting. Farm and home management educators. Yeah, I tell you what, for the future, watch out. AI and education. That's already starting to become huge, probably at any level. High school level, middle school, college, and so on. All right, now, Mr. Ironhead, you don't want to hear this next one. Okay, you don't want to hear this next one. But according to this survey,
yeah,
broadcast announcers and radio DJs apparently are endangered.
Boo.
It claims here this is interesting. There are only 25,000 broadcast announcers and radio DJs anymore. That's it. For the whole country, 25,000. That's not very many. Now, can they do talk shows? No. Can they do, like, really good wrestling play-by-play? No. So I think you're fine. I'm screwed. You're fine. Oh. And then there's a whole bunch of other ones in here. Mathematicians? All right, that's a problem. Political scientists. Oh, yeah, we're going to let the AI do political science. Oh, that should be a lot of fun. All right, wait for that. News analysts, reporters, and journalists. Well, guess what? We've been seeing those numbers drop and drop and drop some more. So for our friends over at Belisario, if you happen to be listening this morning, yeah, hopefully you're talking to your students about this stuff. Because don't put them in a career that at some point in a few years, AI takes over and then poof, proofreaders and copy markers, just proofreaders. Yeah, AI, actually, I've done this, done some proofreading with an AI app, and it's pretty good, all right? And, of course, pretty fast. That's the thing there. Business teachers. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of stuff in here about education. And, of course, we don't have enough teachers now. There's a teacher shortage, not only here in Pennsylvania, but across the country. And I think a lot of these education technology companies are starting to step forward saying, hey, we could do an AI version of that. Maybe you don't need as many people as you've had in the past. Whoa. Now, that's big news for universities. That's big news for, like, high schools and probably other types of schools. If you can get AI teachers, now, again, I'm not sure how you, I don't know, how do you talk to an AI teacher? All right, yes, AI can put a nice person on. Actually, there's something I want to watch out for, because I saw something online the other day, and it was fake. It was not a real person. All right, it was like a news delivery person, except it wasn't a person. All right, it was a computer. And if that's the future somehow for AI, my thought is that all of the future news presenters, the guys are going to be really handsome and hunky, and the girls are all going to be drop-dead gorgeous. Come on. If you were programming, isn't that what you would do? You'd have a really hunky guy or a really hot girl. All right? Wouldn't you do that? Problem is, that does not describe most of us, does it? Come on. Be honest. Tell the truth. All right.
I would just find
what
thoughtful women. I'm more interested in their minds than.
Well, this is.
I don't know what you're.
This is a computer. We're talking about a computer now.
Very, very disturbing to hear the way your mind works.
Well, dispute me.
Very.
Dispute me.
Very superficial.
If somebody
you.
Is programming a news delivery person, either a male or a female. Tell me they're not going to make that person very attractive.
They're going to make them very sharp, very intelligent, very fun-loving.
Well, the sharp is supposed to be...
It's not.
The sharp is a given.
It's not important to us.
Really? Okay. Guys living in dreamland. Okay. We're going to take a break here in a moment. I've mentioned this before. Again, any educator listening to my voice right now, if you're not... Either A, using AI, which I do semi-regularly now. It's really good. Really good stuff. Or if you're not paying attention for your students, like, okay, you want to go into such and such career, you might want to keep an eye on this AI stuff because it's possible in the future an AI something can do that job probably at least as good as you, faster than you, and, of course, less expensive than you. So be careful what career line you're going into. Again, great champion level wrestling play-by-play. You don't have any worries.
Yeah, nothing to worry about.
You're
that.
Perfectly uh-huh. fine. The rest of us are all messed up.
Right.
All right, just so to keep that track. Come on, a computer could do what you do? They could. A computer could not do what you do.
No chance.
I'm serious. You're not. There's no chance. So you keep doing that, buddy.
All right.
You keep doing that. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I've got something I'm going to share that some of you are just going to probably hate me. And I'll take that chance. All right. Again, we're trying to solve the country's problems today. We just gave you the AI stats and the things to avoid. Be careful. Watch out for these areas. And I didn't even hit half of them. It was a top 40. I only hit maybe 15 of them. All right, watch out for that. So when we come back, let's see if I can make somebody angry, because sometimes I'm good at that. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Your call's welcome, of course. We will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. They're not booing. They're saying Tuesday. Jeff and Scott with you, 814-954-7266. That's the phone number that will get you into the big show today, 814-954-7266.
All right, let's see what trouble we can get in here today. Again, if you want to chime in and tell me I'm full of it, hey, that's why we have a phone line. All right, so go ahead and use it. 814-954-7266. All right, politics. Yeah, you people love politics. Yes, you do. I'm not going to change my opinion.
No? Right?
One man's opinion. This no kings baloney is a total colossal waste of time. And I don't understand why a lot of you are fooled by this. I'm being genuine, being sincere. All right. How many ever people showed up on the old man lawn Saturday? If it was 1,000, 1,500, it was not 3,000. I don't know.
I don't know. I will say I think it's one of the more effective campaigns that we've seen out there. Since they've started this, we have had no kings here in the United States. They've been very, very effective.
Okay.
Job well done, folks.
I stand corrected. Yeah. Okay.
Mission accomplished.
Although the next one, again, needs to be no CEOs, because that's what Donald Trump is. He's not a king. He's not even close to a king. CEO? Yes. That's, again, mentioned a million times here. He wants to run the country the way he ran his companies, like a CEO. All right, so do a no CEOs rally next time. Again, I still think it'll be a colossal waste of time, but anyway. Now, let's be fair, all right, there's two sides to this coin. And unfortunately, both sides are equally... So in other words, the other day, all right, Vladimir Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, comes to Washington again, goes to the White House, meets with Donald Trump. And apparently at one point they had a shouting match, according to stories. They had a shouting match about how to end the war in Ukraine. It's pretty obvious that Mr. Zelensky, he wants more weapons. He wants better weapons. That's what he wants. Now, I can understand that. I mean, they've been fighting at this thing for, what, 2.5 years? I can understand that. I get it. All right? Trump this is one where Donald Trump is, how do I phrase this? I think he's genuinely lost on this one. That's one man's opinion, okay? He's genuinely lost on this one. What he wants is to stop the fighting. Stop fighting. Stop shooting at each other. How do we get there? Well, all right, and this has gone back and forth. First, he kind of leaned toward, I mean, a lot of us here in this country, we lean rather heavily toward Ukraine. So maybe at one point Trump kind of leaned that way. Then he leaned over Russia's way. Well, okay, this is Russia, big bad Russia, all the stuff they have and so on. Well, Putin was screwing around with him. So then Trump, now I'm going to lean back over toward the Ukrainians. And, you know, maybe we will give them, you know, bigger, better weapons like Tomahawk cruise missiles and stuff like that. Oh, maybe we'll do it. Well, that had some people all happy. Well, apparently last week, Trump has a phone call with Putin. Not exactly sure what the two of them talked about, but here comes Zelensky to the White House the other day. Now Trump's leaning toward Russia again. And they had a shouting match, apparently, during their meeting the other day. He really doesn't want to give them cruise missiles and all that, you know, heavy stuff, where Ukraine could actually strike Moscow, which would be a real turn-up-the-heat moment if that would ever, you know, take place. We're talking missiles, not drones, like little piddly drones. We're talking about big-sized missiles. And obviously the thought is, okay, if this thing escalates, could we actually get pulled into this thing, like really pulled into this thing? So Trump, the deal maker, is really struggling with this one. All he wants to do is stop the fighting, and he can't figure out how to do it. So I can imagine, you know, that goofy hairstyle he has. He's pulling his hair out, trying to figure out how to get this to go. And there's no real middle ground here. Allegedly, according to stories, Trump is telling Zelensky, look, okay, the Russians have the eastern, like, little section of your country. Just give it to them. Just give it up. And, of course, Zelensky's like, no, I don't want to do that. No. Hey, Mr. Trump, a few weeks ago or whatever, you said, hey, maybe they can get the whole thing back. Okay, make up your mind. So if I'm Zelensky, I understand why they're having a shouting match. It's like, could you make up your mind? Trump's going back and forth and back and forth on this one. He can't find an answer. All right? That's a problem. So that one's going to keep on going. Allegedly, what, these three are going to get together in Hungary. Oh, that'll be a blast. Let's see what happens with that one. I'm not expecting much. We'll see. Now, we had this story from last week. Young Republicans. Now, this would be college age. Like college Republicans.
That's pretty young.
That's pretty young, all right? I don't know about over here on the Hill. I mean, I've met some of those college Republicans, and there's some sharp young people there. But apparently in some other places, they've been going online and, of course, texting back and forth or emailing back and forth or instant messaging back and forth. And some of their stuff was leaked to media, and it's racist, it's somewhat violent in some cases, it's anti-Semitic in a few cases, it's rather authoritarian what some of these young people are sharing. These are Republicans, not Democrats. And so, you know, I guess Vice President Vance the other day comes out and somebody asks him about it, and he's like, well, boys will be boys, you know, they're just college kids. College kids become college men, or become men, like get out of college. I'm not sure they give up that kind of behavior when they, you know, put on the cap and gown and get their diploma and then leave. You kind of keep that stuff. And so we talk about extremists. Does the left have extremists? Absolutely, positively. Does the right have extremists? Well, absolutely, positively. So we've got the two fringes, the two ends, and we're, most of us are in the middle someplace, and we're looking at both sides now thinking, okay, wonderful. We can't say, oh, it's only them. No, no, there's some over here on this other side. And they go to college. Oh, wonderful. Okay, there we go. again, the government shut down in Washington. All right, these folks are not even close. We are told that health care is like the number one issue, the number one holdup that Democrats are holding out desperately. And by the way, it is true, the Democrats are the ones that will not allow the government to reopen because they've had, how many votes have they had? 10? They've had 10 votes.
Seems like a lot of votes.
That's a lot of votes. It might be up to a dozen now where it would be what's called a continuing resolution, which means, okay, the government has authority again to, you know, pay bills and pay salaries and all that sort of stuff until some date in November or December or whatever it is. Republicans in D.C. have brought this up at least 10 times, and Democrats have voted like in block to not approve, and so it's been shot down time after time. It's true. This shutdown is truly all on the Democrats. It is. They're holding out for health care. What they want, if you're not paying attention to this, what they want is they want the Obamacare subsidies to continue. Which means for folks that have had to go to, in our state, if you went to Penny, which is the Pennsylvania exchange to get health insurance, you sign up there, if you've never done this, you sign up there, you put in your income information, all that stuff, and then you get some kind of a credit, some kind of a subsidy, all right, so that if your health insurance is... I'll just use a round number. Instead of $1,500 a month, it's maybe $500 a month. Because that makes health care affordable. Okay, but whenever you see that word subsidy, take out the word subsidy from that sentence and put in the words somebody else's money. Your health care is being paid by somebody else's money. Not so much from you. And the bottom line, and Democrats want this to continue. Caller, hold on. We'll get to you in a moment.
We're coming.
All right, hold on. Democrats want this to continue. They want those subsidies to be started up again. And Republicans are rightly pointing out, we've got a $2 trillion annual deficit. We can't afford this anymore. All right, we got to stop this. Now, the one thing that I found disquieting yesterday, Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. All right, he's a Republican. And, of course, this is the big issue, all right, down there. And there are some Republicans in D.C. that want to go back to the era from like 15 years ago to repeal and replace Obamacare. All right, they've had that mantra for a number of years, repeal and replace. In other words, get rid of it and replace it with something. Now, first off, nobody seems to know what the something is. Johnson had a comment, I don't know if this was yesterday or 2 days ago, but I saw this comment, I'm like, no. Now, this is a quote, all right? His quote from Mr. Johnson, there's no way to repeal and replace because it's too deeply ingrained right now. We have to improve it. Mr. Johnson, I'm sure you're not listening to me this morning, but no, that is not the answer. How about we actually tackle the real problem, which is lowering health care costs in this country. And after we take this call, I'm going to tell you how it gets done.
You're right. I don't think you're familiar with the way government works, Mr. Geezy.
Yeah, that could be.
Solve the problem.
Solve a problem. All right. So let's take a call here.
All right. Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day in central Pennsylvania.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I just want to, you're hitting the ball hard, Scott. I want to make sure you get it over the fence in some areas.
Okay. Help me out.
We need a George Springer moment for you this morning. All right, let's help him get it.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. There has been brought to the line by Thune, to my best, and I try to read things in like three different places. Because you have to sort of triangle. If you take one line of information, usually it's wrong. So it isn't the fact that they want to continue the Obama subsidies. The problem with it is right now they want to continue it. We ramped it up to where I think it's 600% over poverty during COVID.
Pretty high
level. We want to start ratcheting it back down, the Obamacare subsidies pre-COVID. Thune and the Republicans have put out some plans and tried to work with the Democrats to phase that in over time. That's a non-starter. They want to continue COVID-era subsidies to the Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a huge difference between, because there's millionaires that are actually in getting the subsidies.
Yeah, crazy.
So, but I just want to make sure that's put out.
Yes, yes.
The other thing is, this is a clean CR that's actually the same CR in the same language that was done under Biden. This isn't even Trump or anybody. This is the same verbiage in this continuing resolution that was passed a year ago. This is exactly what the Democrats wrote up and passed in last year and Biden signed off on. So the other thing is, when you said about the health care, if it was just health care and they gave them a vote, they said we would sit down and negotiate, open up, and we can talk about where I hope you're going to take us here in a couple of seconds. The big thing is, look at the 1.2 or 1.5, you can hold on two different numbers, trillion dollars of spending, and how much of it's going overseas. They want to fund all the NGOs overseas that were, and I'm sorry, it was corrupt money under the USAID and what is now under the State Department. They want to send millions and billions of dollars back into these places with no leash, no strings, funding things that absolutely does nothing to bring down our health care.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, it's definitely, and I'm happy that you said it, it's on them stopping it.
Yes.
And a year ago, I wouldn't have said this, but I think John Fetterman's a canary in the coal mine. He's actually someone that's, who would have thought a stroke would have given someone a sense of common sense, but here we are. I got to be honest with you. I think it's a guy I would enjoy sitting and having an adult beverage with. We're not going to agree on everything, but he's proving to be more representative of our Commonwealth than what we gave him credit for.
I did.
I'd
agree with that.
I'll take the lead back.
Yeah,
me. But I just wanted to hit you on some of those things that to help you find your point. There is commonality because there's a group of, and I understand the whole repeal and replace. That's a fringe right. There's a group down the center and more to the right, the Republicans that want to fix, and I hope that you're going to give us in a couple of seconds. There's a group of Democrats that want to work on that. The problem is the leadership won't let it come to a vote.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So here we are in a standoff.
We're playing.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks for
the call.
Thank
you. Appreciate the
Powers that be are playing politics, which is what they always do. The people I refer to as political animals. All right, that's what they do. And it's all about winning. We got to win, not figure out and solve problems. No, it's about winning, you know, destroy the other guy, you know, that sort of thing. All right. Yes, the caller's right. I mean, folks, do you remember COVID? Oh, my gosh. Remember 5 years ago? I mean, total insanity. When we look back at it now, the Washington folks went into total panic and just started shoveling money in all directions. And, yes, a lot of that money was wasted. A lot of that money should not have gone to people in certain situations or, I don't know, companies and so on. They just kept shoveling the money, because that's always the answer for the politician. Yeah, I got a problem? Let's throw money at it. That'll solve the problem. Most of the time, it doesn't. And yet they keep doing it. Shovel, shovel, shovel. It's no wonder we have a $36 or $7 trillion national debt. And I've mentioned before, this really makes me see red, because this thing, if it keeps going, will blow up in our faces, and it will be ugly. It probably won't affect me, Scott, here. I'll probably be dead by that point, but it'll affect my kids, it'll affect my grandkids, and it's going to blow up in their faces, and it's going to be ugly, like really bad. Why don't we do something to solve the problem? Let's take a break right here. I'm going to share my solution, and then you can say, I agree with that, or, Scott, you are so out there in la-la land. All right, you can say whatever you like, but there's only one way we're going to solve this problem, and I think I know the one way. Kind of scary, isn't it? Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening.
I think we're on the same page.
Really?
Joe Brady, the next head coach at Penn State. Are we?
Oh, him.
Is that what we're?
Oh, he's going to get it.
Is that what we were?
The guy from the Bills.
Agreeing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, he's up there. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Seasons change, and so does the equipment you need to handle those changes. From mowing to harvesting and taking care of snow, Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has what you need to get it done. Still doing construction? Kubota has all the equipment you need. For landscaping, Daughter Equipment has what you need with equipment from Kubota, Steel, and Land Pride. The outdoors isn't all work and no play. Kubota, Honda Power Sports, and Suzuki have that fun covered too. And Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has them all. Want to keep your home warm and cozy? Check out the Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces. If you're cutting your own firewood, Daughter Equipment is your steel dealer with a saw that fits your needs perfectly. Daughter Equipment for Kubota, Honda Power Sports, Suzuki, Land Pride, Steel, Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces, and a great selection of trailers and accessories. See it all now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us online at daughterequipment.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. Phone line is ready and waiting for your call, 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big show this morning.
All right. Let's see if Scott is totally...
All right, let's solve this, baby.
Drunk and high or whatever the heck I am. Again, this government shutdown, federal government shutdown, is pretty much all about health care. That's the big issue. Democrats, again, they want those subsidies back. They're supposed to be phased out. The caller before was correct. Again, COVID just drove everybody insane, and they shoveled money just, which they didn't have, shoveled money into this thing, really jacked up these subsidies. Remember, take out the word subsidy, put in the word somebody else's money.
You kind of think about it a little more differently, maybe, when you look at it that way.
And it's weird, because usually when the government throws money at something, it solves the problem right away.
Give me an example. What's an example?
Keep thinking.
I mean, I shudder. Somebody's probably done the math how much money we wasted 5 years ago or 4 years ago. Again, now, first off, I mean, COVID started under Trump 1.0, and there was money shoveling that year, yes. Then Biden comes in, and they really ratcheted up the money shoveling. What the heck was that stupid law called, the Inflation Reduction Act? Oh, one of the worst named laws in American history.
What do you mean? Not accurate?
No.
How much did it reduce again?
The Affordable Care Act is one of the worst named laws in history. In other words,
almost like
to make healthcare affordable,
to mislead us.
To make healthcare affordable, you got to just shovel tax dollars. That's the only way to make government make healthcare affordable. That's the only answer these people have.
Ta-da!
When the answer is right in front of them. Now, this is not an easy answer. Like, snap your fingers, there it is. Come on. If it were easy, it'd have happened by now, right? With anything that's out there. If it's an easy answer, boom, done. Okay, let's move on. So this is not an easy answer, all right? The healthcare industry would fight this idea tooth and nail. And we're told, if this number's still accurate, healthcare industry is like 1/6 of the entire economy. That's huge. That's really big. They would fight this ideal tooth and nail. Health insurance companies would fight this idea tooth and nail because they like the current setup. It makes them a ton of money. The problem is, for the rest of us, is we're going broke. And it's unaffordable. And if you have any kind of health procedure, especially if you don't have insurance, well, you might as well just go straight to the morgue. I mean, some of these prices are it's beyond outrageous. We all know it. If you've had any experience with healthcare lately, you know exactly what I'm talking about. At least I hope you do. Now, for a lot of people that have insurance, it's like, well, I have a $50 copay. Well, that's not too bad. Let me jump to the solution. And it's an easy solution, but of course, it's also extremely difficult. And that is, healthcare in this country needs to become totally unfettered, meaning wide open. I think a lot of folks don't realize how unwide open things are right now. Caller, hold on. We'll get to you in just a moment. I think a lot of people don't realize if you go to get health insurance, there's health insurance companies all over the country. There's tons of they're all over the country. There's a ton of them out there. But depending on what state you live in, you are limited to what health insurance you are allowed to get. Folks, doesn't that sound stupid? All right, imagine if we did that with other industries. Well, you're only allowed to get, all right, a beer, all right? My buddy here likes beer, okay?
I do like beer.
There's only certain beers you're allowed to get, Mr. Ironhead. You're not allowed to get any kind of beer you want. You can only get certain beers. Light beer. You're only allowed to get light beer.
This is a sad, sad scenario that you're painting.
See, I've hit a nerve with him, okay?
This is outrageous.
Yeah, where you are, you're only allowed to get light beer.
Not acceptable.
Of course it isn't. But yet, that's what we do with health insurance. You are extremely limited. You can't go across state lines. Is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard? Yes. That needs to change. And just unfettered competition, which I will describe in a moment, but I believe we have a caller. Let's take it.
There's a lot of other dumb things around the alcohol laws, but I'll save that for another conversation another time. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning, gents.
Hi.
Ironhead, I refreshed my memory with you back a couple weeks ago at the Quaker Steak. Remember I said I was Bobaloo?
I do indeed, appreciate the call this morning. Great to see you.
All right. Here's what my complaint is. My wife retired from Penn State. With all the years of service, her age and all that, we have the best insurance you can imagine from Penn State through her. We also have the best Medicare. I went to Penn Highlands Hospital in June for a cataract surgery on the right eye. 2 weeks later, I went back and got the left eye done.
All right.
About a month or so later, we get a bill
mm-hmm.
from Highlands for $36,965,
oh.
And I wasn't even admitted. I didn't even stay there.
How about that?
And now here's the kicker. We owe Penn Highlands $1,600. I'm saying, for what? So I complained. And I complained because of our income. We're seniors. I'm 72 and I weigh 73.
Yep.
We're fixed. And they sent us a form to fill out for getting possibly it removed. But they sent us back. We owe them $800. I'll tell you what. I will never go back to Penn Highlands. $37,000 for 8 hours and never admitted. And didn't even get a drink of water. So that's my complaint right there.
I would hope the drink of water might actually be free. free drink
of water.
You
know what? I'm glad I didn't even take the chance.
Okay.
Anyway, good day. I like your show. Like I said, I talked to buyers there several weeks ago. Have a good day, fellas, and keep her going.
Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you very much.
The conversation. Yeah. I will say, so every now and then, I know you'll find this hard to believe, but I get a burr up my butt about different costs or different, and I'm like, all right, that does it. I'm done with you, just to your Penn Highlands, and it's like, all right, I'm going to go elsewhere because freedom. We have options. And then you go elsewhere, and it's like, yeah, we have the exact same policy,
thing,
sir.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're welcome to join.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm taking my business over there. And yes, welcome, sir. We'd love to have you. Here's why, because these guys over there, this is what they did to me. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we would do.
Yeah.
Now, the price may vary a little bit here and there, but whether it's veterinary service, whether it is... And the cost with everything just skyrocket. And in some ways, I will tell you that it is because of the insurance and the way we handle our insurance costs. If we actually knew what the cost was and what it's costing all of us, folks, those prices would drop. It is not what the actual service demands.
Yep.
It is what they are allowed to get away with. And now it is established and it is built in. And so, yes, if you changed it now, the overall model, because some of that money does go back and do good in the community and in various ways. But I mean, this could be a whole day-long discussion, weeks-long discussion, but let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, I'm hoping it stays a discussion for several more months. It's the only way we're going to cut the budget. So
that is
I'm thinking Babalu struck a chord. What I've learned over the years is you really don't want to see the doctors at the hospital. And I recall during COVID, a number of physicians and nurses who had some problems with the change protocols under COVID were fired. And some of these people lost their licenses, can no longer prescribe or do surgeries. And some of these folks have since set up businesses in the area of what I call true health care. Meaning, these folks now specialize in preventing disease, chronic syndromes, XYZ. So they'll, sit down with you, chat about your daily routines, what you're eating, your exercise, maybe your family background. And I would like to see going forward privatized health care, meaning you pay out of pocket to see those types of people to prevent disease. And I would like to see the maintenance of, I guess we have a national medical system now, for what I grew up with, it was called major medical. So when you got you fell off a ladder and broke your arm, everybody knew what the problem was. If you had a heart attack, they knew what the problem was. You had an infection, they knew it. So you got covered for that. I guess they call that major medical. But they throw so much stuff under the name of health care. I can see how it just grows and grows and grows. It's unfortunately, there's only one of two solutions. A continuous shutdown of the government is one solution. And the other is just let these hungry people who have to borrow money and pay it back with interest and then pay their CEOs $4 million, $8 million, $12 million to bring a profit to the stockholders. The only way it's going to get cured is we all say, I can't afford it, and it collapses. And I remember the rhino, he came off his deathbed, John McCain, to not vote down this Obama Affordable Health Care Act, but to keep it alive. So it's a two-party problem.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it links back to the one-party system, which is, yes, we first represent the strongest lobbyist groups.
Yeah.
So I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of that, yes.
Okay,
thanks for your call. All right, thanks for your call. 814-954-7266. Yeah, if this is allowed to continue, at some point it will blow up. And then, now, this is the conspiracy theory side of me, okay? There are some politicians who want it to blow up because then they're going to roll in, well, Medicare for all, that's what we need, which would be an unmitigated disaster. The government running health, this government running health care. Really? That's the solution. Oh, my goodness, no. Let's take another call here.
Yes. Getting the right people in charge, it has always been the biggest challenge here. Or one of the biggest, anyway. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning.
Hello.
Guys. I've been listening to this. You know, health care has to get settled in one way or the other, and I'm not sure I know the answer.
Whoops, I think we lost you.
Something. I mean, I owned a business in the 70s in Searle, the early 2000s, with 15, 20, 25%. That's non-sustainable, right?
Correct.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Okay, so we got to figure it out. But I don't have an answer. But I am calling about another issue that I just find unbelievable, that we had a guy, George Santos, who pleaded guilty to wire fraud, defrauding his investor, people who put into his campaign. He gets sentenced by a judge, convicted by a jury, and Trump lets him spend 3 months in prison and then commutes his sentence. And then Speaker of the House said, oh, we'd welcome him back. No wonder people don't trust our government.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head.
This one, I am with you 100%. This one is
How do you let that guy out of jail? Well. Come on. So, caller, we're all in agreement here. That was Trump. Whoever convinced Trump to do that, just I'd like to slap that person like several times.
Yeah, I mean, there are cases this one I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah, when I saw that story, like, are you kidding?
Somebody that was very deliberate in the intentions, and I ought to pay the full consequences. I'm with you on this particular case.
Absolutely, yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, caller. Thanks for your call. All right.
Yeah, and why you would want somebody?
I mean, we don't want partisanship, except for the people in power. They do want partisanship.
Yeah,
and that's part. You know, like the caller said, no wonder we don't trust government. You got maneuvers like this, and I'm assuming somebody twisted Trump's arm or whispered in his ear. You know, I don't know, this Laura Loomer person or whatever, yeah. Like, you need to be doing this, and for some reason...
I would like to know more about
that. I would, too.
What went into...
I don't think Trump came up with this one on his own. Somebody whispered in his ear, come on, let him out. I mean, this guy was a shyster times 10.
Yes. This one just makes no sense to me.
Zero. All right, I'll tell you what... we have another. We'll take a break, but let's take our caller first. All right.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Well, I actually like Scott's solution, but I missed the part. What did Trump do that you want to smack him?
The George Santos getting out of jail.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I agree. But you know, you guys are smart. I'm not going to rattle Cage's thing because I really want.
That's rare for you, but okay.
Oh, I know it is. Scott is more of a rhino, and you're more of a conservative. So, well, you are, Scott. Admit it. I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, caller. I am a pragmatist. I want to solve problems without bankrupting the rest of us. That's what I want.
Then,
that's
that
not rhino, whatever the heck that means. No.
That means Republican in name only, like you agree with Democrats.
No.
Like you like public schools. And
actually, I do, because I've been in public schools, and I've seen great things done in public schools. Yes, yeah, I've seen some other things like, what the heck is that?
Turn out a bunch of idiots.
That don't
understand the Federal Reserve, the monetary system, and it's in a position where they elect Biden. Really? We're an economy where no one can borrow money because they stole all of it, giving illegal aliens $9,000 to fly into the country, where 22-year-old kids like my daughters are struggling to get health insurance, but you give it away. No, that's a rhino. You go, we're not going to allow that. The Republicans got to stop. Any Republican that would work with the Democrats are a rhino, in my opinion. Cut them off. Okay, that's not why I called.
Okay, make it quick. We got to take a break. Go ahead.
All right, you got to talk to your boss about those breaks. Maybe.
Yeah, yes, we do. Got to play commercials and pay bills. All right, go ahead.
And by the way, I couldn't imagine you having a boss, maybe a partner, but because you're an independent guy. Okay, here it is. I finally, after 50 years, and I would argue with my dad with this when I was 13, and it freaks me out when they say you have rights. Okay, well, if we have rights. Then how do you enforce them? In other words, if you tell your child that's 13 years old, you are not allowed to go out past 9 o'clock, and they come home at 10, and you can't enforce your edict, what do? You don't have a right to tell them what to do. So my question is for you two. Somebody finally stood up in the Senate floor in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and said, Article 1, Section 21, the right of the citizen to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned. How can you enforce that? Because they have all sorts of laws. That is a right, right? Didn't come from government. That came from God prior to the Second Amendment. How do we enforce rights on criminals in governments, in government, both Republicans and Democrats, Senate, local? I don't know. I've been trying to figure this out for 50 years, but when you came up with a solution, I'm like, maybe you guys can come up with it. Because they have sovereign immunity. Can't sue them. So what the hell good is it to have words on a piece of paper that say you have freedom of speech, don't own a gun, due process of law, when you can't enforce it? So I'd like your opinions on how do we enforce the so-called rights that are written down when they violate it. They overtly violate it and spit in our face and go, well, you know what, is right a right? I mean, arms, what is an arm? Is it your left arm or right arm? I mean, you know, where do we draw the line? How do we fix it? You guys are smart. What do we do to make sure it gets enforced?
It's subjective, and it's all up to the people who are in control right now.
Then we don't have rights.
Well,
because they're absolute. Then we don't have rights.
If a whole slate of folks from, I'll call it the other side, if a whole slate of folks from the other side get into power, well, then they're pulling the strings. So yes,
but it doesn't solve the problem, Scott.
No, it doesn't, does it? Now, originalists, when it comes to the Constitution, have been trying to hold to those words that are in the Constitution. There it is, And of course, there's other people. Oh no, it's evolving, you know. And so, whenever I hear that word, I'd say evolving. I'm like, okay, what do you want to do to it? That tells me somebody wants to do something to it. No, it needs to be strict and straight. Most people are for. I think most people are for strict and straight. They really are. Regular folks are
for
strict and straight.
But once again, how do you enforce it? How do you enforce? Because the function of government is to protect life, liberty, and property, and that's it. That they have very little power over that. Not to redistribute wealth, not to centralize, not to create public schools. That they have no power to do that. Zero. So how do we enforce those rights on those people that think they're our leaders? No one's been able to come up with that solution because of sovereign immunity. And if we can't, we have to admit we're all just slaves of the Republicans, Democrats, whoever gets in the party, into power. If we solve that solution, guess what? The health care problem is solved. Because I think the health care problem is also with individuals. I'm 68. I don't even take aspirins. You know what they want me to do when I get my yearly checkup? Oh, you have high blood pressure. You need to take this pill. And then you take a pill to interact so that pill doesn't interfere with you. And take this pill and that pill. Since 19, they tell me I got high blood pressure, and I'm still alive at 68. You know why? They're all full of crap. They're all pill pushers. Stop taking pills. Stop going to the doctor when you have a little butt ache. You have a headache? Go into a dark room, lay down for 10 minutes. Stop popping pills. People are just as guilty because they get free health care now, especially when they turn 65. So I'm going to use it. I'm going to go to the doctor. He's going to push pills, and he's going to tell me what's wrong with me. You know, God made a perfect creature, which is you and me, at least in our body, not our mind. And the body can heal itself when you eat properly. And, yes, some people get sick, but stop. All these pills, come on. Scott, you're what, you're 60?
I'm 62, actually.
Okay, well, I'm 68, so you're 62. And if you have health care, I guarantee you're taking medication. I would bet anything.
I'm not.
Really?
I'm not. I'm fine.
Wow. And I would think Jeff wouldn't be. Because I think he's under 50.
I take one for cholesterol, and even that, I will say, if it, like, this is, and I will agree with you, one of the things, and it's not all, that there are certain things that, yeah, man, there's a pill out there, and that is the right thing and what you need. But overwhelmingly, I think we rely on the treatment of the symptoms instead of getting to the underlying cause. And if you address the underlying cause, by the way, this is with mental health as well, mental health and physical health. If we actually worked to correct the underlying cause instead of just consistently treating the symptoms. Now, treating the symptoms is a much easier way to go because, again, I pop this pill for my cholesterol. Well, I don't have to eat my roughage necessarily every day. I don't have to limit the intake of this or that. Now, if I did eat my roughage every day, and actually I do that, but if I did that and, you know, you watch your diet, then you don't need the pills is the thing. And that's across the board. Again, not everything. There are certain, we have made some remarkable advances in medical technology, and it's like, oh, man, this is amazing. There was no way to treat this before. This is something that we don't know what the cause is, but those are, you know, pretty few and far between in the overall scheme of things. We have to get into a break. We appreciate the call.
I got to go find some roughage.
Are coming right back. I do like the roughage.
Okay.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Solving the world's problems one legume at a time. Get your roughage out there, kids. Phone line is open. Final segment of the big show this morning, 814-954-7266.
Eat your fiber, roughage. So I'm going to...
I like the roughage.
Show will be over here in a couple minutes. I'm going to do what I do in the morning. Then when I'm eventually on my way home, I've got to stop at a store and get some...
Get a little roughage.
Get some roughage.
I highly recommend a little roughage, kids.
Now, I didn't even get to my healthcare solution. We're virtually out of time, so I'm going to hold it for tomorrow because we have another call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, gentlemen, and I'm sorry for calling twice, but your last caller kind of stepped on my I'm a product of public schools. I'm not an idiot.
So am I.
I raised two beautiful daughters. They're not idiots. They went to Penn State. One of them now is a teacher at Penns Valley. She's definitely not an idiot.
Okay, good.
If you're worried about public schools turning out idiots, then you need to look at the parents, not the kids or the system. We want to sit and have a discussion about Randy Weingarten. I'm all open for that. We want to talk about agendas in public schools. I'm all open. But to flat out call people idiots that go to public schools, I have a real problem with that. I have come from a long family of educators in the public school system. None of them are idiots.
In my, I see what you're getting at, and in my parents' defense, they did everything they could to steer me away from being an idiot. But it's just
work.
How I turned out.
Didn't work. Okay.
So let's not be too harsh on my parents or on the state college school system. They all did the best they could.
I think you both know what I'm saying.
Yes. No, I do.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of problems today where I could get down a litany of reasons where parents have kids for the wrong reasons or whatever. But
well, yes.
When we had kids, they became my priority in making sure. I put two girls through Penn State and got them back unindoctrinated.
Well,
so I did a pretty good job as a parent.
Okay.
Yeah. This is another lengthy discussion that we can get into. But the issue from my perspective isn't necessarily the public schools themselves, although there are some issues, I would argue, with the system the way it is currently set up. But you do need that parent involvement. It can't be that you just rely on the schools or that you just rely on the parents. There needs to be involvement in both, and they need to be pulling in the same direction. And I think part of the problem we're having these days is too often we're either we're seeing the abdication of duties one way or the other, or at least not everybody on the same page. And that does lead to some significant problems with real consequences. On that bright note,
we're out of time.
Go have a great Tuesday. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll be back to try to solve some more problems tomorrow.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Fox Sports.